This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And this morning we are joined once again by the beautiful and talented Sparky Ellis, my lovely wife. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
So
I can talk this week.
Yeah, you can. A little bit of being overwhelmed last week, huh?
No, I had something in my...
Oh, you did have a sore throat. I knew that, but you were also very busy and needed your rest on Saturday. No question.
I don't remember what I was doing.
I know, that's why I said it. So, how's everybody out there in Radio Land, Chris?
Quiet.
Yeah, it is quiet.
They're in bed listening.
Yeah.
That usually happens, but they're all bundled up and just like, oh no, I am not going outside. It is like 28 degrees out there. I'm staying in the bed.
Perfect day for a rabbit hunt, squirrel hunt, snow goose hunt, anything that you can
what,
hunt.
What, yesterday?
No, it's more. Hey, are you paying attention at all?
I was trying to fix my microphone, which is not working. Go ahead.
It's working, Robin, because we can hear you.
I know, but I guess I should have said my headset because I couldn't hear you all.
Well, now you're echoing.
I know, I get echo. What's that?
You got something set too high. Anyway, great day to go fishing. Not very windy or anything like that. It's a little chilly. You know, you might find some ice on the edges of wherever you're going, but why not get out there and do something? Shake the stink off of the winter and go out there and get the fresh air.
The thing is, by this afternoon, they said it's going to be 50-some degrees. Mm-hmm. This is a crummy winter. God.
You like snow, though.
I know. That's the reason it's a crummy winter.
And now that you've said that, we will have a blizzard. The end
Please.
Of February, the beginning of March.
Please.
Actually, it looks like rain for 4 days next week.
Yeah, I think what I heard is starting like Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. Well, it's all good. We've been working hard in the last month, I guess, on getting the record book together for Bucks, Bears, Stags. What was the holiday? President's Day. Brian entered probably another 800 or more. No, more than that.
900 or something.
Yeah, entries into the record book, into the database for the record book. So Bucks, Bears, and Stags is rocking and rolling. If you visit the Facebook page, you deer hunters, Bucks, Bears, Stags, you know, you can remember our three big game species here, white-tailed deer, black bears, Maryland black bears, and Sitka deer, or the website, bucksbearsstags.com. You will see what we're all about. We're about measuring animals for the upcoming record book. You'll see a picture of the record book online, and we are cranked, but everybody's happy.
We've got a bunch of events coming up too where we're going to be different places.
Yeah, we're going to be at the National Outdoor Show next week, next Friday night and Saturday, and we'll talk about the National Outdoor Show here a little bit more later. We have done pretty well at that show. We've been there 3 years now, and people are expecting to see us there, and people are planning to bring their animals to be measured. So if you've got a deer head on the wall that's, you know, a really good one, and Dad or Grandpa or Uncle Bill or somebody shot that deer and has the, you know, the rack or the skull or something there, and you you think that that would qualify for the record book, bring it on out. We'll take a look at it, and we'd be more than glad to measure that and get that person or you in the record book. How about that? We have picked up division too, don't we, Robin?
Yep.
So anybody finding intact deer, you know, their deer died by auto accident, being shot and lost, EHD and other things. If you find a big buck and you want to bring them in and have us measure them for the record book, get a tag, a possession tag, non-hunting tag from DNR. All you got to do is call them and they'll meet you somewhere and give you a tag. If you have a skull with antlers intact, each of those has to have its own separate tag. And it's, you know, it's a possession tag, basically, so that they can determine that you found it. You didn't, you know, shoot it, poach it, or something like that. So that's a good thing to have. And then bring that to one of our events or call one of our measures, and we will be more than glad to measure that up for the pickup division. And we're looking for kids. We're looking for black bears. We're looking for ladies. So, I mean, this is open to anybody in the state. As long as you have your confirmation number, go online, be prepared for the registration fee of $25, depending on the event. At the National Outdoor Show, if you're paying the admission, we'll reduce that to help cover your admission to $20. Same way with the Maryland Bowhunter Society on March 14th in Glen Burnie. Go to the Maryland Bowhunter Society website, get your ticket for the banquet. Bring your deer in, and we have got some magnificent deer on display. These are some giant deer. Jamie Houchins is bringing his Prince George's County buck in that he killed with a bow. It's a Boone and Crockett buck, 180-some inches. Ed Winchester's bringing his 190-some inch buck in. He killed in Kent County. You'll see the beautiful mounts that are done on those. Ryan Majeska is on the poster. We're going to actually be measuring his on-site. Kevin Miller's buck will be there. Kevin Miller has the state records, had the state record for decades, 194-inch typical buck. You ought to see this thing. What a beast. And that will be on display, among others. So we're hearing.
Have we had Kevin's buck before?
No, we've never had Kevin's buck.
I didn't think so. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, no, I've seen it before. I've seen the reproductions, too. If you've ever been to down to the big box down in Arundel Mills, and you go to the end of the hunting counter and look at the right-hand whitetail, you'll see Kevin Miller's reproduction down there. And we had that done when I was there because, it honors state record Maryland buck. So, you know, you never know what's going to be there when it's good food and a good time, right, Robin? A lot of fellowship.
Yep.
A lot of raffles.
Yeah. A lot of crafts.
Yep. Plenty of stuff. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We don't have anything for you to give away today, so why would you call in? You can't win anything, right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Just call in and talk. I'll tell you what, though. The hunting and trapping seasons, the regulations for the upcoming season, the department will be taking public comments online only through February 24th. That would be Monday. So we've reviewed some of these, and some of these have gotten a lot of play. Some of them haven't. There's a proposal to allow coyote hunting year-round statewide during day and night. It's been a common request from hunters and landowners over the past several years. Predator hunting is increasing in popularity. Coyotes are currently hunted year-round during daylight hours and at night between October 15th and March 15th. They're just saying open it year-round. There's a waterfowl proposal regarding veterans. It's too long to read, but they want to give them a two-day special waterfowl hunt. On deer, create a urban-suburban deer management zone. On whitetail deer, on whitetail and sika deer, create a statewide primitive weapon deer hunting season. Legal hunting devices for this new proposed season will be longbows, recurves, flintlock pistols and rifles, and percussion sidelock pistols and rifles. No telescopic or modern optics will be permitted on any hunting device. The dates being considered will be finalized after the public input is received 3 days prior to the start of archery season in September. No. The first weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, after the late firearm season that occurs in January in Region B, not bad, or the first three legal hunting days of February. I'm more for the middle part.
Okay, I got a question.
What's that?
That just sounds like a really... Now, I'll get in trouble if you don't agree with me, but that sounds like an interesting hunt.
Oh, they're fun. Yeah, it's primitive season. Pennsylvania's had one for decades and decades and decades. They have a late small game season the day after Christmas, and part of that is hunting with a flintlock. This expands it to sidelock, caplock, muzzleloaders, and also longbows and recurve bows, which is different than compounds and crossbows.
Right, I know.
So, will there be cheaters? Sure there will. You know, there always is, but this sounds like a lot of fun for a bunch of guys to get together with their old flintlocks and caplocks.
And take your kids out and teach them something different.
That's right. Teach them something.
I like that idea.
You like that idea?
I do.
Yeah, well, I'll be gone those 3 days, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
The rationale for this is to add a unique and limited opportunity to help recruit, retain, and reactivate deer hunters.
I think it sounds really neat.
Those are the three R's. Recruit, retain, and reactivate. Recruit, retain, reactivate.
That's kind of what we like at BBS also.
Exactly. That's what BBS is all about. But this is a nationwide effort because hunting is declining, as is fishing to some degree, believe it or not. And the three R's is what the big push is all about, and this is a good way to do it. And then the other part of that is the season will be short. The time of the year will maintain impacts or will minimize impacts on other user groups like rabbit hunters and waterfowlers and things like that. The existing deer bag limit will apply for antlered whitetail and sika deer, statewide antlerless deer in Region B. An antlerless whitetail will be added to the Region A antlerless bag limit specifically for this season. A similar four-day season exists in West Virginia. The West Virginia deer harvest during their primitive weapon season was 0.5% of the total harvest, 659 deer. There's another proposal that's getting a lot of play, and that's the use of straight-walled cartridges in centerfire rifles and handguns in firearms deer season statewide. In other words, the shotgun counties will now allow, if this proposal passes, straight-walled cartridges. The big one is the 350 Winchester. I forget what the name is, but it's a Winchester 350 straight wall cartridge. Has ballistics comparable to a 30-30. You know, other states have allowed straight wall cartridges. The point is to give more opportunity for people to take a rifle out there and take a deer. But let's read what they have to say. The rationale is new deer hunting opportunities can help reduce the overall deer populations while helping to recruit, retain, and reactivate deer hunters. Are we going to hear this on every one of these proposals? Probably. Mm-hmm. The comment says that other states have added to new opportunities in recent years, Delaware, Ohio, Iowa, etc., with no known issues. Ballistics of straight wall cartridges are comparable to modern shotgun ballistics. And then the other one has to do with Region A, remove the prohibition on using bonus antler deer stamps in deer management Region A. The proposed action will not change the current bag limit, but hunters in the region will still be limited to harvest at a maximum of 2 antler deer per license year and may not harvest more than 1 antler deer in a single weapon season. And there's some rationale behind that. So anyway, if you like or don't like any of these proposals, they are proposals. They will be passed into regulation with favorable public comment, and they will go into effect in the 2021 hunting season, which goes into effect in September of this year. If you don't like them, comment. If you like them, comment. There you go. Any callers on the line there, Uncle Chris?
No, sir. Everybody's quiet.
Everybody's
still in bed.
Yes.
No, I know. That's all right. That's all right. I don't want to stir any controversy up. I don't want to get people all jacked up and alarmed. This show is the cure for insomnia. People laying there with their eyes open, playing games on their phone since 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, solitaire and online poker, reading the news, posting on Facebook, liking everything in the world on Facebook. There's all that kind of people out there, and we want them to get some sleep, finally get some sleep here between 5 and 7 in the morning.
I'm going back to bed.
I think you should. Finally got the Maryland Hunting Quarterly delivered to most of the state, pretty much all the state. I think I've been in every county but Allegheny and Garrett this week. Why are you yawning? I'm the one that's been driving thousands of miles.
I don't know.
So we got that out. It's online, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. And we're always looking for photos, particularly kids, particularly ladies, but the youth are the ones. And so there we go. Hey, let's talk to Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, what's good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to Chuck, too.
We're a couple months out from spring fishing, and maybe we want to start something up today to get everything going.
Okay.
Just asking about where we at on the rockfish proposals for spring season.
May 1st.
If you guys have any info. And
May 1st. I'm trying to answer. May 1st. One fish, over 35 inches. No preseason targeting. No catch and release. No trolling.
Okay, so it sounds like we've finally done something that makes sense. Great.
Yep.
Glad to hear that. And I'd just like to get the message out there that everybody should try to protect that resource. And
let we don't have... Yeah, that's through...
Maybe the commercial fleet will finally understand that making a living off of a natural resource is something that's not to be taken advantage of.
So well, that's it. All right, thanks for the call. There goes Steve. Didn't want to hear what I had to say. He wanted to
Get his point across.
Yeah, he wanted to get that point across. So, okay. Well, that was fun. Morning to Chuck, who texted me. There's a couple other texts coming in, I guess. And so, oh, my goodness, who's that? Hey, old Butch down there on the docks. He weighed in. He said, no, not everybody's sleeping. Some of us are out here working.
I wish I was down on the docks with Butch, but I was getting on a cruise ship.
Well, that's what he does.
I know that. That's the reason I said wish I was down there with Butch on the docks.
He takes those big old ropes and wraps them on those big old cleats. And you know, then he just through brute strength, he pulls on the rope and pulls the ship in. And
well, I'll get on the ship and he can push the ship out.
You know what? That's sounding more and more like a good idea to me. Morning, Butch.
With or without you.
Hey, let's talk to Mark in Delaware.
Good morning. How are you two?
I'm good. Morning,
Mark.
How are you? Are you an undocumented alien in Delaware?
No, I'm real documented.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear that.
It took me 6 weeks to get them all together, but...
How's life on the sand?
I wouldn't know. I just got back up in Maryland the last 2 days.
Oh, good grief.
With clients.
Yeah, well, you know what?
That time of year.
It is that time of year. Yeah, you'll be back and forth between now and April.
15th?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I don't even want to think about it this year.
No. Not my favorite thing to do in the world.
Oddly enough, I don't enjoy doing my own, not one little bit.
Yeah, I hear
other
you.
Other people's are interesting, but mine is just a chore.
Yeah.
So here's the deal.
What's the deal, Mark? Tell me the deal, please.
Well, actually, this relates to the prior call where he didn't want to hear what you had to say. You asked me 2 weeks ago if I'd ever been fishing, and I said no. And I want to amend my answer. Yes.
Okay.
I've been fishing hundreds of times.
Oh.
My dad had a boat, and we used to go out fishing.
Okay.
I've never caught a fish.
Well, there is a difference.
That's the difference. Yes, I've been fishing many times, if you can call it that. Clearly, we had no idea what we were doing. So when I hear that, you know, there aren't enough fish in the bay, don't blame me. I didn't take any. How's that?
That's good.
I like
that's
that.
Good. However, you may have consumed a few. You may have been
okay,
responsible.
I'll bite.
You may have been responsible for the deaths of some of them because you've eaten fish.
I hate to think of that.
Yes. Yes, indeed. That's why we get our meat at the supermarket. It's wrapped in those nice little plastic packages and nothing has to die.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
People yeah, welcome to my life.
As Ted Nugent once said, a bull elk does not die any easier than a chicken McNugget. You like that one?
I think we choked him up on that one.
I think we did.
Next time, warn me before I take coffee.
Oh, did it come out your nose? I love when that happens.
No, not quite that bad.
Especially with chocolate milk. That's my favorite.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, well, you do that. We, you know, it might be time for a trip on Delaware Bay on a Lewis Marina or somewhere over there.
That sounds wonderful. I have missed fishing a lot.
Yes, you have. Oh. Yes, you have. So you could crochet one.
I know. I've got a pattern sitting right next to me for a fish.
There you go. Anything else on your mind there, Mark?
Nope. That was all.
Oh, Mark,
well,
bring something up.
Well, maybe we can change that for you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, it's nothing more than a jerk on one end of a line waiting for the jerk on the other end of the line. So, you know.
Yeah.
You just enjoy your day today, buddy.
You too.
Relax in that beautiful sunrise over there on the water and have a great weekend.
You too. Have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Talk soon.
Yep, we'll talk. See you. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Cam Opry.
I was just thinking about him.
Were you?
I was. I think I conjured him up.
Okay, maybe you did.
So. Well, I heard you guys begging for callers, and I figured us way out here in West Virginia should say hello.
Well, hello.
It's funny. I really was just thinking about you, Russ, right when he got the text saying you called.
Robin sounds like she's on top of one of those mountains, the way she's echoing in my ear.
I thought I changed it.
Yeah. Well, I could shout Ricola, but I don't think it would make it all the way over there on the eastern.
Nah, coast. Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah. Have you seen your first bear yet? Have you seen your first bear yet?
I haven't seen a bear yet, but I just had 10 deer in my backyard this morning.
Nothing wrong with that.
I actually live inside the city of Kingwood, the town of Kingwood.
Right.
We even have three traffic lights.
Well, that's like saying you live in the town of Cordova. I mean, you're in the country anyway.
We have a population of a little less than 3,000 here.
And, that's good. Sounds
but,
like.
It seems like I've met every hunter that lives here.
Well, that's good.
That's good. So, anyway, I just want you guys to know I'm still listening, even though I'm out here, and it sounded like a little bit of a slow morning, and I'm wide awake. So,
you sound wide awake.
You do sound wide awake. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy it. Enjoy it. I'm glad you're getting used to life in West Virginia.
You know, we really are enjoying what's happening here with the church and what's happening with settling into the town. What I'm really surprised about is our children have really just, you know, they didn't miss a beat. They just feel like they've been here the whole time, and that was really important to us.
That is good.
Isn't it
nice to know, though, you are where you're supposed to be?
Absolutely. I say that often, actually, Alan. I always say there's nothing like knowing you're at the right place at the right time, and we really feel like we are. So, I mean, we miss people back home, but I don't know that I miss Maryland.
Well, there's a good point. I miss the people, but I don't miss the...
That's how I feel about my old job.
Yeah.
So, anyway, God bless you guys. We're still listening out here, and thank you again. Everybody oogles over my brand-new CBA. Well, I can't wait to use it in the next season.
Good. Hey, we'll be up there. We'll be up there at the Mountain Chapter QDMA event. That's on the 21st of March in Oakland. We'll be there.
Good.
Yeah, we'll be there at the 20. It's called the Mountain Maryland Chapter of QDMA. We'll be at the Mountain Monarch event. You can see that online.
That's actually only 30 minutes away from me. I just take Route 7 straight out to Oakland, and I'm there.
Yeah, yeah. We'll stop by because – okay.
Good.
I was going to say stop by because we'll have a – Robin and I will be there. We'll have a couple team members for the Bucks, Bears, and Stags. We'll be measuring deer antlers and bear skulls. So if you know anybody that took a nice Maryland bear or deer – Maryland now, not West Virginia.
Yes,
but
yes.
Send them over there on the 21st, and you can see it online at the at Bucks, Bears, and Stags, or you can see it online in the Maryland Hunting Quarter.
I will post it on my Camo Creature page.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
And, I'm actually going to probably try to hook up with Augie. You know, they have the Earl Zoller thing for the DNR.
Yeah.
And that's going to be in New Germany this year, which is right up the road.
What time of year is that?
I believe it's going to be in the beginning of April, like the first week of April or something like that. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but it's usually the first or second week in April, which is kind of weird because Easter is really early this year. It's in the first or second week of April also.
Right.
So.
Okay. All right, buddy. Sounds good.
Hey, you guys have a blessed day. Hello, Maryland.
Hello, Camo.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, let's talk. We talked a little bit about fishing. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Their sale's coming up, and it's right around the corner. They're ready for fishing, no question about it. They are primed up and ready. They've got the Shakespeare rods and reels all ready to go on sale. They've filled up their line supply because they're going to be doing half price monofilament line. All you got to do is empty that old coily line off your spools at home. Take your empty spools in there, and they'll fill them back up for half price. From starts at just 1 cent per yard. Doesn't include the Power Pro or braid, but it's all mono. But I'll tell you what, you can put some great quality line on there for a cheap price. So there you go. It's called the Let's Go Fishing 10-Day Sale. It's March 6th through Sunday, March 15th. And the Penn spinning reels are on sale, the whole Battle 2 series, if you want to look at that online and go in there and grab one on sale. They've got them from light to heavy. Same way with the Fluger President series. Now, President series from Fluger has been around for 100 years or something like that, but I'll tell you what, these are great spinning reels. Kids combos and fishing kits on sale. They've got these kits from 1995, rod and reel, and then a little tackle pack that comes with them for trout or bass or catfish, panfish, and much more. The trolling lures are all on sale, the Clark spoons, the Sea Striker planers, and that. Check out St. Croix line of rods. And you can always count on Clyde Sport Shop for live and frozen bait, minnows, and fishing licenses, and rod and reel repairs, and, the circle hooks for rockfish and the whole deal. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. We'll be right back after Chris plays some commercials.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions.
Chris, you had me bebopping.
Bebopping?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sadly, it's a short song.
Yeah, I think we had a longer version of that at one point.
I love it.
Dr. Doolittle, yeah. Dr. Doolittle. Hi, John B. We interrupted John B.'s online poker game, just so you know. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Brian's still on the line? Is Brian still with us?
Chris is answering a phone call.
Here. Hey, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Tell good. What's going on?
Good morning.
You're not the only one that's been up early. We got a new chocolate lab puppy that's 9.5 weeks. Been up since 3.
That'll do it for you.
What's his name?
Oh, yeah. It's a girl. Her name's Emmy Lou.
Very Emmy nice. Lou. I love chocolate labs. Are one of my favorites.
Yep, we got her over there from Delaware.
Yep.
Hopefully she'll retire with us.
There you go. Good. So what's on your mind, buddy?
I've done a lot of crappie fishing.
Okay.
Keeps asking me, and I raise my own minnows. I keep my own minnows, too.
Okay.
The little red worms.
Yep.
What are they?
Where are you seeing them?
You get them in, you'll get like a little red bump in the fillet when you fillet them, and then it'll be curled up. It'll be long. It'll look like red thread.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Ugh. Sorry.
Yeah, I threw that half of the fillet away.
Yeah, it's a little parasite. I don't think it'll hurt you. Sorry?
I noticed that when I get a dead minnow in my minnow tank, every once in a while it's a red worm in it.
And yeah.
It's pretty much eating the minnow.
Like I said, they're a parasite. Robin's going to take a look. It's probably some little parasite. I'm not big on eating worms. Big, long, skinny ones, little fat, short.
A crappie freshwater or saltwater?
Robin. Title.
Their title, okay.
Some people tell me that they see them in yellow perch and white perch too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably a worm endemic to the, all fish, all fishes. I'll tell you, I used to eat black drum.
Mm-hmm.
Until I saw a guy fillet one time.
Yeah, I used to go to Chris's bait shop, black drum fish, 3 times a year.
Yep.
And I'd use a hoe and see what's in them.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. I don't think any of that stuff matters once you cook it, but Robin's going to look it up anyway. So there's a few parasites out there that people eat on a regular basis. Just, you don't want to get them in sushi, I can guarantee you that. But I don't know that you eat crappies as sushi, do you?
No. I don't even eat sushi. I don't eat fish unless it's cooked.
Yeah, it says if you eat the fish and they're cooked enough, you can get the worms yourself.
So what is it?
I'm not really sure. This is one that Bristol worms are what are in a saltwater aquarium. I'm trying to find the ones in outside fishes.
Okay. We'll check on that one, buddy. Maybe we'll have an answer for you later in the hour. Right, she's doing her research.
Another question for you real quick.
Yeah.
I know you're big about going to events in Annapolis and all that. You always talk about the horse riding clubs. How's the horse riding clubs feel about the little fox issue going on in the news right now?
Which little fox issue is that?
About competition fox hunting.
Oh, they're against the bill. Yeah, okay. This bill is it is pushed, funded, financed, and basically written by the Humane Society of the United States, and it basically wants you to end all fur bear hunting for money. And the fox chasers are not happy about it. The coyote hunters aren't happy about it. And there's other, you know, groups that are involved. I got a call the other day from Ohio, from the Sportsman's Alliance, wanted me to connect them with some people who are opposed to this bill. So I'm aware of it. I've had some input on it. I don't know what the opposition has done exactly to kill it, but I'm pretty sure that there's been some action taken that will help derail it.
I just didn't like the way the news presented it.
How did they present it?
Like we're out there killing foxes and raccoons and all the little varmints that like to, you know, it's not hunting, it's cool to animals and all that.
Well, look, we have no media that represents hunters anymore. We don't have anybody that's you know, sending out press releases to the news. We just don't.
But to me, it's always it always sounds like it's the horse people that are always complaining about Sunday hunts and stuff like that.
They are. It is.
And they are a big fox hunter in the state of Maryland. From what I think, they chase foxes all the time, the horses.
Well, there's something like 30 organized fox hunts in Maryland. There's, I think, 15 clubs, and really five active ones that I know of. And, yeah, they do fox chases, no questions about it. They love the coyotes, though. Coyotes run faster and farther, more sport than a fox, red fox, and won't go to ground like a fox will. But... yeah, they're opposed to Sunday hunting because they don't think hunters should be in the woods on Sunday because that's reserved for horseback riding. Sundays are the day that we horseback ride and no hunters should go there. Yeah. So, we battled them for 5 years with the Maryland Hunting Coalition when I was executive director. And, you know, they want more deer killed. They just don't want you out there on Sunday. So they're in favor of every bill to kill more deer, you know, more effectively with crop damage permits and, you know, commercial sale of venison. When a farmer kills a deer on a crop damage permit, they think that they ought to turn the deer into a commercial enterprise. Well, that bill got killed. But, you know, they're all for killing more deer, just don't do it on Sunday.
Everybody has their thing.
You can't negotiate with them. We did. We negotiated.
I talk about them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we negotiated with them. We reached a deal in principle, and then they turned around and backed out. That was a while back. But, yeah. Yeah, and here's the thing. What you don't know, the Maryland Horse Council, horses are about a $4 billion business in Maryland. The money's not in trail riding. The money is in dressage. The money is in horse racing. Okay. And that type of thing. And the ones that are the most vocal are the trail riders. The people that are involved in the racing industry don't give a crap about Sunday hunting. They don't give a crap. The dressage people don't either. It's this narrow slice of the equine community that's opposed to Sunday hunting in Maryland. Just so you know. Okay?
Okay, well, find out about that little worm for me, please.
Well, we're doing it. We're trying. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate
they did
it.
Say if you all freeze right. The fish, any worm that's in it, if you freeze the fish for 24 to 72 hours, it'll kill any worms that are in it before you cook it.
Oh, the same thing with heat.
It'll yeah.
Hard for me. That's hard for me to do. Crappier like freshwater flounder to me.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I get it. Well, that's what they do with sushi. grade tuna, they you'll always found it frozen before you get it because that's how they get rid of the worms.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank
you. You still don't know what the worm is. It's a parasite.
We'll find out.
It could be called a herring worm or a cod worm.
Okay.
Several different species. Right. They're all nematodes.
Nematodes.
They're a little nematode.
They're little nematodes. All right, let's talk to Jeff. Thanks, Brian. Take care. Jeff.
Hey, I looked it up. It's called C-E-S-T-O-D-E, cestode.
C-E-S what? T-O-D-E?
C-E-S-T-O-D-E, cestode. It's a type of tapeworm.
Robin, you've been out-Googled.
I had nematode. I know it's all this.
Yeah,
the thing is,
like
cestodes are white.
Similar. It's T-O-D-E, you know, it's a toad.
But those are white. These were red.
He's talking red.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Catch that.
That's all right.
Okay. Yeah, so I've been out Googled.
Maybe.
No, I think we're all about eating. They're all
pretty,
a bunch of worms
pretty,
that wiggle around. And
yeah, I think yeah. We're pretty. Yeah.
I had no idea that horse racing was a $4 billion a year industry.
The horse industry, the equine industry, you know. I mean, we're talking the whole thing, the hay industry, you know.
Right, everything goes along with it.
Yeah. Here, you know, there was an effort underway, I don't know how many years ago, to reintroduce elk into Western Maryland. I don't know if you knew about that or not. But,
yeah, I had heard something about it.
Yeah, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation said, you know, Western Maryland's the only place we can reintroduce elk, and there was an effort underway. Couldn't get the county commissioners or the Farm Bureau up that way in Garrett County, Garrett Allegheny County, to go along with that because despite the increased
crops.
Well, yeah, despite the increased tourism and increased, you know, economics that these elk would provide as far as, you know, sightseers and everything else, the Farm Bureau and the commissioners killed it because the major crop in Garrett and Allegheny County is not corn or soybeans, it's hay. It's high-grade hay. So they grow hay crops to sell downstate primarily to the equine community.
Okay.
They make a lot of money. Make a lot of money.
Either.
Yeah. Now, you know.
Selling the corn.
Yeah. Well, they grow plenty of that, but the big crop is hay up there because the soil is not that great. So.
Right. Well, you learn something new every week when I listen to you.
Nah, there you go, buddy.
Cool.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
You also.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right. Hey. We're going to go to the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship next weekend, Robin.
Yes, we are.
It's the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show, February 28th and 29th, 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. That's Route 16. Take Route 16 to Church Creek and turn left, go down through Blackwater, and you'll come to the school on the left-hand side there. Admission is just $8, $4 for kids. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You will now be in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from the boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds those boot-sucking marshes. They hope to share the unique spirit and the character of the hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world, and the other stuck deep in the traditional old school ways.
I absolutely love that festival. I just enjoy it. It's just nice, great people. Everybody's just having a good time. They look forward to this all year, so it's a really big deal to them.
Yep, it's a weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. You can savor the local seafood delicacies and try muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland. That's Dorchester County, February 28th, 29th. We'll see you at the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. You know the folks at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. I don't know where they're going to be this weekend or next or what shows they're going to be, but you can certainly call them and find out. Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. They've got everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing. and fresh and saltwater fishing tackle as well. Now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting room. They've got Hoyt and Matthews bows that can set your bow up and some accessories as well. Bay Country Crabbing Supply at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Why not call them up for more information? Call 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. Bring your license with your discount. Bring your license to get your discount. Website's nice. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. We'll be right back after this.
The look at stretch of weather underway this weekend with high pressure in charge for much of the country. It's not until Tuesday and Wednesday of the upcoming work week that storm system takes shape and brings in rain and wind into our forecast and another cool down late next week. But enjoy the sunshine this weekend. We're at 52 this afternoon. Low tonight, 31. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 55. Monday, mostly cloudy and 55. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive no trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
All right, let's go to Dale on the line.
Cowboys ain't easy.
Morning, Dale.
Good morning, sir.
Ms. How Robin, you doing? Where you been all week?
Morning, Dale. I'm feeling much better.
Right. That's good. That's good.
Where you been all week?
Out and about. Alan, there's one of them's in Yellow Perch. There's they're echinoderms, and there's a gazillion different kind. And people, you can see the red ones. It's the clear ones that people, unless you pull away those biomirrors and look real close, you'll never see them.
Okay, you're talking like a biologist. What's a biomirror?
Well, just don't tell my wife that. Her favorite fish are those yellow perch fillets fried up.
Well, I love yellow perch.
If she ever finds out that there's red things in there,
don't worry about
it. You'll hear the scream. So
you're not helping me, Dale.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently, Dale, yeah, I mean, you and I have lived to a ripe old age eating a lot of fish throughout the years.
Speaking of fish, Alan, I was at my local fishmonger yesterday, and there was something in the case that caught my eye, and it's sitting in my refrigerator iced down for tonight.
That sounds to me like you found some shad roe.
Some bone shad.
Oh,
I'm not
bone shad.
Shad roe. So.
You're not?
No.
You like
it? It's all right, but I would the bone shad is what I'm after. So
I got it.
It's out and about.
Yeah.
So, Alan, I called a couple weeks ago. Have you heard anything else about that gun confiscation bill by the Maryland Gestapo?
No, I haven't. I'd seriously doubt if it's going to make it out of committee. You know, you've got a number of sheriffs around the state. I just heard last night that Dorchester County Sheriff's declared Dorchester a
gun sanctuary.
I did
see in the paper where, although the Star Democrat, you can never tell the way they write, that the immediate family members would be exempt. So I don't know, but I was just curious if you'd heard anything else about it.
No, we have the most left leaning General Assembly in my memory.
They just let the governor out to dry.
No question, and you've got a lot of Bloomberg money floating around.
Yes, you do.
And that's where this is all coming from.
Michael
Bloomberg's anti-gun stance.
Yeah.
And his assault on the Second Amendment. And this guy wants to be president.
Well, he did a nice job the other night, didn't he?
Hey, look, somebody said to me the other day that this current crop of Democratic...
Chris could cut you two off.
What?
Chris could cut you two off.
Well, let me talk.
I hear the music.
This present bunch of Democratic candidates is the reason we have the Second Amendment.